Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that God wants us in practical kingdom living, not to make too much profit on the services we give to people, on the products we sell to people. Hallelujah. Because if you do that, you are draining, you are killing them. The Bible says you are a murderer, you are killing them. Hallelujah. What it says, it depends on your fastness. You know, democracy with the accepted economic system of capitalism, that's how it is. Capitalism thrives on survival of the fittest. If only you are smart and you make it big, you buy it for 10 cedis and you can make 100 cedis profit on it, God has blessed you. God has not blessed you. You have drained from that person, that one person, his blood. And God doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to serve humanity. He wants us that through the services we offer, it will attract more people to us. Not that we will strike their head with a very big price for our service or our product, so that they don't come back again. But if we shall make just little on it towards a person at a time, they will come back. And you see that you have more people attending to you. That is where you can preach the gospel to them. You can do kumi preko and preach the gospel to them. You understand that, Tim? In other words, you can't slap a very high cost on somebody for one product or one service, and then the person will be happy, and then he will take the gospel from you. Because he said, this preacher, what he has done to us, he has taken all our collection for 1 month. Do you think it's correct? He said, what are you trying to say? That God blessed. We will go on, you will see that is not the blessing of God. That is not practical kingdom living. Practical kingdom living aims at, you see, kingdom is one of the component, people is one of the components of the kingdom. That is why God always wants people in his kingdom, because there can't be kingdom without people in it. So he has to create people, put people there. Hallelujah. So if you are doing things that is taking people away from you, you are not living the practical life. Rather, they should come to you so that you still serve them and bless them, and God is going to bless you tremendously. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Remind me, I'll teach you something as we end. It says that verse 15. Look at verse 15. Okay, verse 14. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. Please don't have one purse with people who profiteer. Hallelujah. Don't have one purse with people who profiteer. You will think that, well, by joining myself to them, I will enhance my financial condition. I'll have some more money and things like that. But that money, if you let your money go and join, and God is scattering, because he scatters all such money. They can heap us as much as they can. The wicked, they can heap up, but God will do something with it. If your money is in that one purse, that's why he says that my son, don't have one purse with such business people. Don't be partners with them. Or better still, don't have a joint income with them. Otherwise, you are going to run into trouble. Going to run into trouble. When God starts to scatter. You remember Jonah? Jonah was disobeying God. He went to join a ship. the ship was full of people who were godly, so to speak. But because of Jonah, God troubled everybody in the ship. Till Jonah said, look, all the suffering you are suffering is because of me. I'm running away from my God. Throw me into the sea, everything will be okay. Say, God, please. He himself said it. We are not guilty for his blood. They took him. One, two, go! Down. Jonah fell into it, and there was a miraculous calm. And the people, it's not written in the Bible, but I know what they did. They heaved a sign of relief. I said, the God of this man, he is God. Hallelujah. God is so powerful. God is so wonderful. He let Jonah be swallowed in the belly, and he stayed in the belly of the whale till a time that he took Jonah. When Jonah repented inside, he told the fish to get to the shore, you know. Yeah, dramatizing the thing. And the people were on the beach in bikini, enjoying, you know. Not like some beaches that I know where you cannot just lie in the sand, you know, for fear of some poisons. But in other beaches where you see that the air is fresh, sometimes I don't understand why people say they want to go and breathe fresh air, and they go to some of the beaches around, because I've been there before and the air is not fresh. It's not proper air. But this time the Ninevites, they were on the shore. Wow, Syria, you know, bikini is bikini. I mean, everything was nice there. And then suddenly they saw the back of this whale, and everybody was alert. Hey, everybody look. And then the whale came ashore and opened its mouth like that. And when he opened the mouth, I'm dramatizing everything. Everybody opened the mouth. And then they saw a human being with a hand lifted like that, walking out of the mouth of the whale. And their jaws, it dropped more. And when this prophet Jonah got down through the teeth of the whale, lifted the finger higher and said, Nineveh, repent. Who will not repent? Hey! Have you seen me? If it happens, I'll give my all. Have you seen a prophet? The way he came, this is the finger of God. So they all repented. Hallelujah. Amen. What took me into all this? But don't have one purse. Don't be in the same boat with people. I had somebody sitting in my hall on Saturday, early morning on Saturday, a visitor from Accra. And he told me that he is going to stop his work. I said, why? What's happening? And he told me that some things that are in that place is not legitimate. It's not legal. It's not right. So he doesn't want to have anything to do with these people. I said in my head, this guy is wise. He told me there are some alternatives I'm having, and things that he knows that I will ask. You know, because you can't just do things like that. Especially if you are a parent, you can't do things like that and then come and say, well, you know, we have to fast and stuff like that. When you were entering the work, didn't you know? You are stopping suddenly. Have you now seen it? Last week, you didn't know. You were there, my friend. Just pray that God will hurry things up so that you can leave that job. Yeah. If it's you alone, stop. At once. That's okay. But he told me that no, he cannot continue. I said in my head, wise guy. Wonderful. So don't have one purse with unbelievers. That's 15. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their paths. That's those who profiteer. For their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. In other words, to take more money from people. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait for their own blood. Look at the consequences. Oh. He says that, but they lie in wait for their own blood. In other words, what they have taken, that money they have taken from people, you see, unjustly, that money is crying and is going to leave them. God is going to scatter it. God is going to do something to that purse, to that shape. Hallelujah. They lack secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owner. Ladies and gentlemen, let us not be greedy for gain. Otherwise, we are dying as human beings without realizing it. Something in you is dying. The Bible says a greedy gainer, it takes away the life of its owner. Don't think about the physical death quickly. I've told you that. Think about other areas of your life where you can die. You may be alive, but some aspects of your life you see that is dying in a way that you do not understand. Your marriage, you are making a lot of money on, but a certain aspect, it's like some demons are worrying you. I don't know, yeah. In those aspects of your life, and you cannot put a finger on anything, it is because you take away people's lives. And so that soft skills, that humanity that is in everyone is dying. Is dying. The life is being taken away. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, in practical kingdom living, God wants us to work hard, you know, in the job He's giving to us, and He wants us to make it a little at a time, a little at a time. So it's a little by little, I will increase you. Because if I increase you suddenly, all the animals and all the demons around, they will be focused on you. And you may not be able to handle them. If suddenly in your family you become suddenly the millionaire there, can you stand it? Maybe you can't even have the mind to think about how you can even apportion some things, invest the money and things like that. God knows that the top of your head is going to blow off. So He says, I will do it little by little. As you grow, then I will do it. So that you are not overwhelmed by too many enemies, especially if you are in a poor place. God will increase us. God will bless us. But it's going to be gradual. So watch it. Watch it. God wants us that we would believe Him for our income, not from our jobs. Because our jobs are really not to meet our needs. Business is not really to meet your need. If business is going to meet your need, you are going to be greedy for gain in order for your needs to be met. But if you're going to do it the kingdom way, where you are receiving it gradually, ladies and gentlemen, you see that your needs will be there. Hallelujah. Because God has not planned it that our needs are met through our jobs. Our need must be met through God Himself. Through God Himself. Pastor, are you trying to say that when we job, we should not get enough? Yes. It will not be enough. Because the reason for the job is not really to have all your needs met. Some people look at their jobs and say, well, look at these things. School fees, car, I have to do foundation of my building and all this. And this job is not able to meet all these things. It's not meant to meet it. Job is meant to give you a seed which you would sow under the direction of God, which God will multiply to meet your needs. So that at the end of the day, nobody should be able to say that I have made Abraham rich. Abraham didn't like that. Sometimes people think it's pride. No, it's not pride. He knew that the possessor of the heavens and earth is the one who should meet his needs and make him rich. So if a human being or an institution is trying to do that, you have to be careful, because very soon they are going to be controlling you big time.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Our jobs is meant to give a seed to sow, so that out of the sowing under God's direction, and the sowing can go anyway. I'm not saying bring it all to church. I'm not saying give it all to the needy. I'm not saying that invest it maybe for something. All right? I'm talking to you about God directing your seed. If He's the one who gives seed to the sower must go and ask, where do I plant this seed? And when you put it in the right soil that God wants you to plant in, He is going to multiply it so that you have your needs met. Hallelujah. Look at the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and then verse 28. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28. It says what? It says that let him who steal no more. This letter was written to who? Believers. Do believers steal? Yes. What do they steal? How do they steal? By not paying their tithe. That is one way. But we will come to that. How do they steal from the society in which they are? They profiteer. Yeah. They profiteer. Because they think that when I cast one purse and then I am making so much, living by the kumiprekon, profiteering principle and all that, then my needs will be met. So that is why sinners entice them that come, let us drain their blood. He says that don't go, don't consent. You are not a sinner. You are a kingdom person. You must know how your needs are going to be met in the kingdom system. So don't profiteer. But how is God going to meet our needs? He says that let him who steal no more. It's not going to be an armed robber. Christians cannot be armed robbers, but they can profiteer. They can take from people unduly, secretly. You remember Proverbs? It says that let us lurk secretly. Let us lie in wait. It's like you are hiding secretly to take from them, and they are not aware that you are stealing from them. It says that let him who steal no more, but rather let him work with his hands. Let him labor with his hands. The thing which is good, is that in your Bible? Yeah. So he's qualifying the labor. He's qualifying the work that we should do for our needs to be met. He's teaching us that. He says that do that which is good. Hallelujah. What you do to your employers, is it good? What you are doing to the nation, is it good? What you are doing, the product that you are churning out, is it a good product? Or is it a product that destroys the bodies of human beings? Christians must labor and work things which are good. Their services must be good. Their products must be good. Because God is on His way to meet your needs. He said, don't steal. If you like, don't profiteer. Rather do the right thing. Do which is good. That which is good before men. We must be noted as good people. Not just anointed people. We must be anointed. But have you seen anointed people who are wicked? They are anointed, but they can take all your money from you. including that of your children. Carry everything away. As they believe that Elijah did it, so they too, they should do it. Hey! Are you following Elijah now? Or you are a follower of Jesus? Hallelujah! We cannot take one person's direction God gave him and make it as a principle for everybody. That because Elijah was instructed by God, and this is the outcome, the widow ate and they didn't have anything to lack and all that. Me too, bring it, because it's in the Bible. No, you can't do that. Because you see, God has spoken to me some things. I can't make it a general teaching for everybody. No. But because it's been recorded in the Bible, we make it a general teaching because it's in the Bible. There are many things in the Bible. Do you pick and say, ah, okay, David married plenty of people, so me too. I'm going to marry plenty of people. I mean, it doesn't fly. Hallelujah. He says that, do that which is good. We must be noted, known as good people. One of the fruit of the Spirit is goodness. People must be able to look at us and say that this brother, he is good. Like we say, God is good all the time. Do you say God is anointed? Because I've told you that something like anointing, you should not even see it plenty that you are anointed. It is people who must see that you are anointed. If you see too much that you are anointed, it's not correct. Hallelujah. Because I have eyes, but I cannot see my own eyes. I only know that I have eyes because I can see you. As I'm talking to you, I can see you and the dress you are wearing. I can see everything, all the colors. But I can't see my eyes. If I am anointed, I should be able to have works that shows that I'm anointed without me myself seeing that I'm anointed. People must come and see that, hey, this so and so, there is a certain anointing on his life. Not all, you know, everybody, I'm anointed and I'm anointed. Because God told one person, can I take him? That you tell him that he has anointed him. So we make it a teaching for everybody, say, I'm anointed. Can you imagine how the church will be? If everybody comes to stand here and say, let me describe my anointing to you. My anointing, this, and that. Hey! And then the next person, I'm anointed. The church will be full of human. We won't see Jesus. All that we will see is human beings talking about God's grace upon their lives. But God wants us to talk about Jesus. That's why he's the word of God. Word there, you must talk. Hallelujah! Says that, let him do good. What is the reason for working? Look into the scriptures. What is the reason for getting up in the morning and going to work? Ephesians 4:28. He says that, let him labor, working with his hand, that which is good, that his needs will be met. Is that what he says? So why do we labor? Why do we go to work? That he will have to give. That is why what you earn from your daily work is for what? Giving. To who? Needy. Needy. The church can be needy, okay, practically. You know, not by faith. Practically. You can have needy people around you. Hallelujah. Pastor, does it mean that all our pay, we work and when we get the pay, we give it to people and we don't have anything? No. But let those of you who can take it, take it. Let a good size of your income not be something that you chop yourself. Hallelujah. Let it go elsewhere. And God is going to look at that seed that you sweated to get, which you have given and invested. He's going to look upon it. And he is going to give you to meet your need. He wants it to get to him. He will work on it. And then he is the one who multiplies it and gives it back to you. How much can human beings give you? Will they be able to meet you? You can do four jobs, I'm telling you. Your needs will still not be met. That is not the purpose of work. The purpose of work is to equip us to be able to give of things that you say, but Pastor, I sweated with my labor. You say I should give it. Yes, that's what the Bible says. Give a good part of it out. Invest it out for the benefit of society. I don't understand people who say things like, I mean, how many houses are you going to sleep in and all that? Hey! If you die, you will not go with a house. Yes. We know we will not go with a house. But we are trusting God that we will build more houses. Do you know why? So that we can take strangers in. We are trusting God that when we go, people will look at our fruits, so to speak, our work. And they will say, oh, thank God for so and so. He did this so that now we can house this work. We can house these people decently. Why do we think like that? Who are you sending it to? How many rooms are you going to sleep in? Please build the room big. Don't mind. Your bed will be in a corner. Fine. Let it be in a corner. A time will come. We will use it for crash. Where orphans, little children can be there, and they can, the air will pass, because you were not selfishly building a small corner for yourself. God wants to meet our needs, but not through the way that sinners do it. Says my son, if sinners entice you, don't consent. Don't drain people's blood. Don't be greedy for gain. I want you to labor, and I want you to do good, and I want you to give out of what? The sweat, your labor to the needy. He said the needy, they didn't work. Fine, they didn't work. Give. As long as God is directing you, do that. So that nobody will say, I have made you rich. Not your institution. Not your institution. Not your employer. But you say, it's God who made me rich. Hallelujah. You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.